At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can't really say. I think he's, like I said, you know, I'm always proud of him. He's playing winning football. He's working really hard every week to be prepared and be ready to play and doing everything he can do to win the game and win the next game and be ready to play winning football.
So that was John Harbaugh yesterday talking about Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson back on the practice field today. So was Kyle Hamilton. Only Ravens not practicing. Taven Bryan, who's probably going to go on IR for he was seen with a knee brace in the locker room after the game, defensive lineman. And Justice Hill, who was out there yesterday. I'm guessing with the two games in 5 days, and we'll hear more later, but they're giving him a day off his foot. He had the toe issue that he missed the game 2 weeks ago. Alas, looked Lamar out there, Kyle Hamilton out there. But let's get back to Lamar and Derrick Henry. And this thing was a joy to watch a year ago. As Derrick Henry rushed for 1,900 yards, Lamar Jackson put up numbers that should have won him another MVP award. Ain't working out that way this year.
No. Yeah, it is interesting how we keep seeing different body parts, all sort of the lower body region, but it keeps slip sliding. And I don't think we know the full extent. I know we don't know the full extent of it, and I don't think he's anywhere close to 100%. And I have a hard time thinking things are going to get better by Thursday. Now, maybe the 9 days off after this game or whatever. But I think they're in triage mode as an offense right now, and they are hunting and pecking to find what works. They don't come into these games looking to incorporate the tubas and the percussion and the strings. It's like, we hope the tubas are a little bit in tune today. We hope the strings aren't broken. We hope the conductor has two arms at his disposal and not one. It's a tough way to go through a schedule. The good news is for them that the Bengals can't play any defense. They can't play any defense. But I don't know, guys. A short week, Lamar Jackson looking like he looks, this offense being as stuck in the mud as it is, especially in the first half of games. I guess it's a crazy over game. I mean, that's what they've tended to play. But I do wonder, even against this atrocious defense, if the Ravens are going to be able to generate the kinds of explosive plays against them that everybody else is.
Well, it's fair to be concerned with that. If there was ever a week where Derrick Henry could turn back the clock to 2024, it would be really nice for this week. That way it's not all on Lamar Jackson. And I think you made a good point yesterday, Jason, where this is the time while Lamar is banged up where other people have to pick him up. And maybe that's Zay Flowers with yards after the catch, DeAndre Hopkins making contested catches, Keaton Mitchell with some chunk runs. But it's also Derrick Henry, and going against this Bengals defense that you mentioned, they are horrible, and they're 29th in yards per rush allowed, 5.1. They give up 156 yards on the ground per game, and some of this decline when you're focusing on Derrick Henry, I think some of it is him, some of it's the offensive line, and you can look at different metrics that illustrate that. He's not making guys miss, nowhere near the rate that he was last year talking about Henry. But he's also being hit behind the line of scrimmage over 50% of his carries this year, which that's nowhere near good enough either.
It is fascinating to watch a team that a year ago couldn't be stopped. They change one offensive lineman and everybody else regresses and the whole thing kind of gets derailed. I am fascinated to see what this looks like on Thursday, because it's the opposite. What's the old saying? The irresistible force against the immovable object. This is the opposite of that. You've got an offense that seems can't get out of its own way and a defense that is atrocious. Is absolutely atrocious. So how does that, how do those two things come together?
Well, look, I think in terms of what's changed for the offense, I think it's not even so much that the offensive line has regressed. It's that I think even as we documented last year how crazy it was for Lamar to be running for 1,000 yards while he did everything he did in the passing game, and as much as we talked about, wow, what an amazing season Derrick Henry's having this late in his career, 30-plus, new team, all those carries under his belt. And I still think we never quite put enough emphasis on it's the freak show of Lamar
yes,
that makes it all.
Absolutely.
It's the legs and
the
arms.
Superpower.
Him being able to kill you on any down with either. That's the secret sauce. And that made the offensive line look better than it is. And that made Derrick Henry look better here than he'd look anywhere else. I don't care. You give him the best offensive line in the league. If you don't have to defend the quarterback at all in the run game, Derrick Henry's going to get hit more behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to look more ordinary, and he's going to wear down through the course of a season because he's not going to be running free 3-4 yards before contact. He's going to be getting hit all the time. Like, that was it. Like, that's the elixir. And without it, and it hasn't really been there since the first couple weeks of the season, everything's pretty damn ordinary.
Jason, look at back at the Steelers game at the end of the regular season last year. Remember, the Steelers sold out because Derrick Henry ran all over. Like, they sold out in that playoff game. And Lamar just kept running the ball. Yeah. And he didn't run for big gains, but they kept moving the chains. And then eventually Henry got going. I don't know if that's available this year. They can't do that.
But you just haven't seen it. Until Lamar Jackson keeps the ball with at least a little bit of regularity, if you're a defense, just crash the middle. Crash Derrick Henry until Lamar gives you a reason otherwise. And there was that situation where Lamar could have kept it and
in the Jets game,
end zone on Sunday, but he didn't. Gave it to Henry, and Henry got no gain.
And they're also back to blitzing him with abandon from the start, and they're coming out aggressive, and they're feeling him out. And if this is still the Lamar we've been seeing on tape lately, then we're going to be able to bully them a little bit. We're gonna force them to play our way. And to this point, I mean, it's been diminishing returns with getting anything out of Lamar in the run game for a lot of obvious reasons. And as bad as this defense is, I don't think that part of it's changing in this game. I could be totally wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
Derrick Henry did not have a lot of joy against the Bengals a year ago, but that was Lou Anarumo. He seems to have been, and their defense was bad a year ago, but his high in two games, he had 92 in the first game and 68 in the second game. Scored touchdowns in both games. Now, the defense looks worse now than it was a year ago, alas.
Oh, it's
significantly
it's as bad
worse.
As any defense has ever been.
Yeah.
Something that's big every week for this offense, because they've been so poor on third down, especially since Lamar's came back, they got to win on first down. And what you've seen a lot this year is when they run the ball on first down, the negative plays, the plays for no gain, 1 yard, 2 yard. Well, looking at this Bengals defense, according to NFL Pro, I gave the stat about Derrick Henry getting hit behind the line of scrimmage more than half of the time. Well, the Bengals are hitting running backs behind the line of scrimmage a league low 34.6% of the time. They're recording a run stuff rate of 11.8%. That's second lowest. So they're not forcing offenses into those negative plays, which that could be big on Thursday
night. It's literally the opposite of the irresistible force against the immovable. Like that's the opposite of that.
Yeah,
And obviously no Hendrickson. And Jason, I don't know if you said it on the air, but he may never play for the Bengals again.
Play for them.
Yeah.
I don't think to worry about him in the second in the rematch either. I mean, look, I think we're going to find out some things that we've been wondering about for a few weeks now. The defense is clearly good, but is it really good? Is it as good as the recent numbers would indicate? Because the level of competition is about to jump up. And then on the other side, yeah, if this offense can't look productive and impactful and at least occasionally more dynamic than it has lately, then I don't think that's because the Bengals defense all of a sudden got a lot better. I think that would be your strongest indicator yet that this team is going to only be able to beat good teams if the defense continues to give up one offensive touchdown every other game.
If you're just tuning in, Ravens on the practice field, Travis Jones, Kyle Hamilton, and Lamar Jackson all on the practice field. This is the only media availability day watching them practice. Yesterday they did an estimated walkthrough. Locker room was open. Tomorrow it's day before a game, so nothing to see here. No media availability as they play on Thursday. We have a massive Tuesday show guest-wise. Guys that you know really well, Jason, and I don't want to say their names wrong because you know them better than I, but the guys from Bubba.
Well, I know Andy really well. I've only met Adam a couple times. But yeah, we've talked about, you guys have probably heard the promo running for Bubba, Baltimore Urban Baseball Association. They've got a huge fundraiser coming up a week from Saturday. Adam Jones has flown over from Spain to MC and oversee the event. They provide access to after-school programs, baseball-oriented, but also well beyond baseball, to at-risk youth. They're a fly ball away from Camden Yards in South Baltimore. They've got TrackMan, all the greatest sort of modern stuff that you'd find at a drive line in terms of how you develop baseball talent. It's available, and yes, there's suburban teams that are renting this facility out, but they're also making that available to and exposing kids to baseball, but also giving them a safe place to go after school. It's a great group. And Andy and Adam will tell us a little bit more about all of that in the 2:30 hour. And then our friend Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network will join us. I am sure she's very bullish on the Ravens.
Yes.
And their 5-game win streak. And Joe Daneman, who we talk to regularly about the Bengals.
Fox 19.
From the Fox affiliate there in Cincinnati. What does he think Joe Burrow's capable of?
Coming up next, though, it's Northern Exposure and Zach Taylor, head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, talking in preparation for this game. What did he have to say? We'll hear from the Bengals coach next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I anticipate him playing, but we'll continue to work through the week. I'm not going to declare that definitively. Work through the week, coming off an injury. He's done everything he could. He put himself in a position to do his best to play yesterday. And we'll continue with that mindset. But he looks like he's in good shape right now. He'd be ready to go.
Zach Taylor talking about his franchise quarterback, Joe Burrow, who practiced full last week, but it sounded like they were always looking at this game Thursday night against the Ravens for Joe Burrow to make his return. And Harry says he's expecting Burrow to play. I think we're all expecting Joe Burrow to play on Thursday.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's playing on Thursday. It's going to be fascinating. Aren't we always like waiting for him to come back for the first time in a long time? Whether it's from an off-season injury that ended the previous season early or an in-season injury. Like, I just feel like this is Joe Burrow not on a normal schedule is the norm for him in the Bengals.
Oh, and then there's the time where he gets hurt playing the Ravens. Remember, that happened too in a night game.
Yeah, the wrist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like so long ago, it's really not, that we're coming into the year and it's Burrow is going to be able to lift them, and they kept all Burrow's guys on offense. Now, they didn't get any better on defense, and they didn't get any better on the offensive line, but they kept all the skill guys, and there were people fancying this team to be a factor in the AFC, and maybe they can quickly, you know, hit those heights, and they're obviously not going to the Super Bowl, but maybe they can hit the ground running and be the offensive juggernaut that everybody claimed they were going to be.
You don't think they're making the playoffs?
No, I just mean score. I mean, offensive juggernaut.
Yeah. Yes, I got you.
Score back to scoring 30. I mean, they were scoring over 33 points a game the second half of last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How quickly can they get back there? Because if they get back there, then that makes them a much tougher out in the second half. And let's face it, there's not going to be much separating these teams. So how you do versus common opponents, how you do in these division games, it's going to be massive for the Steelers and Ravens.
The only thing that fascinates me, guys, is Joe Flacco got them 33 points against the Steelers. Joe Flacco got them 38 points against the Jets. He got them 42 points against the Bears. So the offense, obviously the second Steelers game, and Joe's got
He's
an expiration date. Yeah. But it didn't seem like the offense is the problem. It's the defense.
No, but Joe Burrow is just a totally different animal.
Oh, yeah, he's a top five quarterback.
And he can go and run for 17 if he needs 15. Like he
that's just the great unknown, though. I have no idea what to expect out of Joe Burrow on Thursday night, because he absolutely carved the Ravens up in both games last year, throwing for over 800 yards, 9 touchdowns. And throughout his career, even though he has a losing record, he's 3-6 in the regular season, but he averages 300 yards passing against the Ravens. Poor game. He does extremely well, but it's been over 2 months, Jason. Over 2 months, there has to be some rust.
Certainly think so.
I can't imagine he's going to come out.
There certainly
super
was for Lamar.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
first half in Miami. What does the play calling look like? Is Zach Taylor willing to go 11 personnel, empty out the wazoo? You know, running back split out wide in the slot. Like I don't know. Maybe.
More from Zach Taylor, talks about the energy at practice with Burrow back.
Well, I mean, he's a great player, obviously, and so it's exciting to have him back. I think our energy's been really good. I don't feel like that's been an issue for us, you know, and you see the way the team fought there till the very end, trying to get stops in all three phases and score points on offense. And so these guys fought tooth and nail, played with really good energy. But obviously, when you got one of the greatest players in the world coming back, that's another boost on top of that. And so, you know, when we do get Joe back, it'll be exciting to watch him go out there and play, and I'm sure it's energy for everybody involved.
We talk a lot about how arguably quarterback in football might be the most important position in team sports. So when you get your franchise guy back, that ramps things up a little bit in the locker room.
look, and Flacco was more than able to hold down the fort, and he kept people engaged and involved. And that trade was huge for them. I mean, think about how bad it was with Browning. And again, in the standings, I don't know. But in terms of just camaraderie, of making guys feel like it's not a lost season, like, it was night and day from what it looked like under Browning and what it looked like under Flacco. So, and look, Chase coming off a suspension, he's going to be fired up. And Chase has been a handful for everybody, yes, but especially for these guys.
Now, no Higgins on the other side.
Yep. But like Yoshivas can get it done. Yeah. Gesicki can get it done. They're going to throw a bunch to the running back, I think. There's a big part of me that feels like they don't baby Joe Flack, Joe Burrow. And they are devil may care. And they do, hey, this is who we are. We are going empty right off the bat. And we're going to show you that we're going to pick up right where we left off. There is part of me that thinks that Zach Taylor could go that route.
They very well could, but maybe I'm even going the other way, where how much of a factor, you mentioned him in the passing game, but Chase Brown in the ground game, because you look over his last five games, 424 yards rushing, he's averaging 6 yards per carry.
He's going to be a problem. But I also know this is Joe Burrow's offense, and I think Joe Burrow's looking at what Flacco's been doing, and I think he's going to want to, and he's also, he's an uber competitor. He's wired like a stone cold assassin.
He's going to want to put on a show on national
TV. The optics matter to him. Remember how pissed he was that this game was being played in Baltimore?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is before, like when he's coming back from injury, before he gets hurt again, it's like, why do we have to go to Baltimore on a Thursday night every year? Yeah. There's a whole thing for them. Even if it's a run play called, whatever, I think his autonomy is going to manifest itself and some deep shots early in this game. You guys are saying the Ravens defense is this much better, blah, 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 blah. They haven't seen me. They haven't seen us.
More from Zach Taylor. What does he expect to see from Joe Burrow in this game Thursday?
Difficult to predict. You know, it has been several months. And so, again, I'm not going to make any predictions on what it looks like. But, again, he's put himself in great shape. It was good to see him through the progression that we've had over the last several weeks. I think it was a fair progression for him. To do the 7-on-7, do the 11-on-11, get your mind right, try to get ready to play in a game, and then ultimately we'll wait and see where it lands. But I think it's been a really good progression that's been helpful for him and done everything he can and we can to get him ready to go play in a game.
He's not going to come out and say, I expect him to be Joe Burrow, but it does lean a little to where Bone was saying. Like, we talked about Lamar missing a few weeks and looked rusty. Joe Burrow hadn't played. It's been a long time.
Over 2 months.
Yeah, he's basically missed a half season. Look, I think Joe Burrow is going to, I think by the end of Thursday night, Joe Burrow is going to have made a pretty big impact on this game. And even if he starts a little slowly, and that's to be expected, I bet he finishes strong.
And I'm sure in the opening game script, get Burrow some layups, get him a couple of easy completions, allow him to settle in. I'm sure that's going to be the plan.
One more from Zach Taylor. Talks about the defense showing some improvement.
I see that too. And we got a lot of young players out there that every game is, they're gaining more experience and they're gaining more confidence and more cohesion and understanding what we're asking them to do. And so I've certainly seen that, especially these last 2 weeks. You've seen a big step up for a lot of players and you can feel their confidence level. And obviously our standard as a team is not near where we want it to be. We want to be playing at a higher level in all areas, but there are some things that have been encouraging to what you mentioned from Chris, that you can feel the confidence from those guys and they're starting to make plays and starting to believe, and we'll continue to increase that as we move forward.
I guess some would cynically say they couldn't get worse, so maybe they have to get better.
I be really interested to see what the composition of the Bengals coaching staff is next year. Does Al Golden get a second year? Is this the end of Zach Taylor? There's a lot on the line there outside of standings.
Coming up next, we have a massive charity event coming up at Bubba. What is that? December 6th? Is that the date on that thing?
It's a week from Saturday, so yeah.
December 6th. The guys from Bubba, Andy Wetlinger and Adam L. Shesley, will be in here with us talking about it next here on
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm a fan. Inside Access with you on a Tuesday. We'll get back to the Ravens in a little bit, but we have a major event coming up a week from Saturday at Bubba. Jason, if you listen to the show, you know Jason's been raving about Bubba for a long time. And joining us now from Bubba, it's Adam El Shazly. And you got Sebastian Harris, who's a student at Bubba? Like, is that an accurate portrayal?
Yeah, student liaison.
Awesome. So, Adam, first and foremost, thank you for coming in. Let the people know about the event coming up.
Yeah, on December 6th, we're going to have our first fundraiser that we've ever done to raise funds for our after-school program at Baltimore Urban Baseball Association, as well as for facility scholarships for Bubba Scholars.
So, yeah, I mean, I've tried to get the word out in my own sort of way, and Sebastian's going to be able to explain what goes on at Bubba better than any of us. But basically, some individuals with a baseball background who wanted to give back created a state-of-the-art facility that's in South Baltimore, right near the ballpark, where kids of any means can have access to the same sort of TrackMan and data collection. And if you don't have a bat and you don't have a helmet, it doesn't matter. You can come into Bubba after school, and guys who play D1 baseball or are currently playing D1 baseball are going to be in there working with kids who maybe some of them play on big time suburban baseball teams, and maybe some of them just live in the neighborhood. And you're going to get coaching, and you're going to get mentorship, and you're going to get an access to all this technology. And all you have to do is keep coming back, basically, right? I mean, is that kind of the gist of what Bubba's all about? And again, Bubba's Baltimore Urban Baseball Association.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say in addition to that, building leadership on and off the field, we have a classroom space for our after-school program. And one of the commitments for all the kids coming to our facility to use it is they participate in our mentoring program. So we have partnerships with all the local universities and all those D1 guys you talk about. They come into the facility, but they also have a job to not only teach kids baseball, but teach them about college access, and their future goals and careers.
Yeah. Well, Sebastian, you were just telling us you've been a part of Bubba for 6 years now. Just how much has it helped you not only as a ball player, but as a person?
honestly, it's like my brother's keeper type of thing, right? So you got people who are in the shoes that you want to get to coming in. We're blessed to have UMBC come through, Towson come through, Lincoln University, the school I attend. And I was able to speak to one of the students that are currently at Lincoln. I said, hey, this is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about coming there. Nothing to do with baseball. Just social, like purely life and purely this is what I want to do with my life. Can Lincoln help me? And he convinced me. So now I'm at Lincoln. I'm actually supposed to be managing the baseball team this year. So I'm actually working alongside with him, but he's a great guy. But it's like those are the type of connections that are there for everybody, not just me, but there's the brotherhood. There's the you learn from somebody and then you take that and you give right back to your community. So now I have a 10-year-old. His name's Ian, who I mentor. He's taller than me, but he'll end up surpassing me in that facet. But it's like that's what there's more than just, you know, come in, hit a ball, then leave. It's come in, meet people, make a friend, make a brother, and then go about your day. You know?
How did Bubba get on your radar initially, Sebastian?
So I had a friend, his name is Leon, and we both lived over west, and Bubba is located, you know, south Baltimore, so it's not too far. And he would go, and I was like, you know what? I like baseball. Like, I want to go. So I went with him one day, and I saw this facility, and I'm like, wow, never seen anything like this. And, you know, I think roughly 80% of Baltimore City high schools don't have a baseball field.
Right.
So like Paul Lawrence Dunbar, we didn't have a baseball field all 4 years. So for us to step onto this indoor court or indoor field where it's like you have state-of-the-art turf and facilities and, you know, TrackMan and hit tracks, it's like, you know, winter wonderland for a kid at that time. So it's quite, that's how I got on my radar.
How quickly did you realize how special the place was?
Within a week, I think. Because it's like, I remember recording a video and sending it to my father. My father doesn't play sports. And he was like, where are you? Where are you? This is in Baltimore still? You're still in Baltimore? I was like, yeah, I took the bus here. And he was like, wow, that's crazy. And you paid? No, I didn't pay a dime. And you couldn't believe it.
I'd have to think you recruited some of your friends to come with you, right?
I might have been one of the biggest advocates of getting my school. My school was the first school to have an after-school program at Bubba. And unfortunately, there was a shooting near my school. So it kind of like, we couldn't have any practice, but you know, we love baseball. So it's like, we can't go outside and practice. We don't have our own field. Where can we go? So I came to Coach Adam and Coach Andy, and they opened their doors and opened their arms to us. And now my team was able to come there after school. We took like carpools. I drive. So took some of my teammates in my truck, but it was like, immediately I'm started telling my team, I'm telling my summer team, I'm telling everybody I play for, guys, let's go to Bubba, let's go to Bubba. And the popularity just continued to grow and grow and grow.
So Adam, how does this work? Because this, like, I know you get donations and you guys do a whole lot of, like, you're always writing grants, right? Or seeking grants, writing proposals for grants. You're talking to, like, RBI, right? At the arm of MLB that's supposed to do grassroots stuff. You're reaching out to people like Adam Jones. You're talking to Tony Gwynn Jr., who's doing some of this work in San Diego. How much of this is reliant on philanthropic endeavors? How much on the business community and MLB current and former players themselves stepping up to write checks or do whatever they can do?
You know, it's heavily relied on. And I think now we're trying to think of a strategy for sustainability. It doesn't work without their support. And December 6th was our first attempt. You know, everybody was hit hard this year with funding. And the after-school program that we started last year, we were expecting to get funding that didn't come through. Mm. And the advisory board that is made up of really high-level individuals said, no, we need to do this, and actually came up with the fundraiser idea for December 6th. And Adam Jones, what a superhero. He's a champion, came on and said that he not only wanted to support, but he's going to be showcased and doing some really incredible stuff that day. I don't want to kind of jump ahead, but he's going to be doing wonderful support, not only for the event that day, but to help us raise funds for Baltimore City Youth and after-school programming.
How great has it been just seeing this grow and seeing someone like Sebastian, who 6 years in, and now he's mentoring someone even younger? Like, that has to be really cool to see.
I think that's the goal. And we, the connectivity, to not only have scholars come in, and that's why we call them scholars. We don't want them just to be baseball players. We use the game of baseball, which is incredible, and softball. I want to emphasize softball because we actually, with Sebastian's team, they didn't have a softball coach. We found a coach to help out. And they actually had 26 girls that never played the game that came and were part of the Dunbar softball and baseball after school program.
And they had a winning season, mind you. Wow. So their first season in, they had a winning season. And it was like, we have the athletes, we just don't always have the space or we have the coaching. So Coach Adam definitely helped us in that.
We have Adam El-Shazly here from Bubba, one of his scholars, Sebastian Harris, joining us as they have this big fundraiser December the 6th. I am curious, for people who don't know, Adam, what was the genesis of this? Like, how did Bubba begin?
Yeah, well, it started with Andy Wetlinger, who started the program about 10 years ago. He was doing it from everywhere. I think he used the Under Armour facility, was even during COVID, was at the National Harbor and teaching baseball and softball to kids that wanted to learn, and started a really cool partnership with all the local universities. The building was bought by the Diamond Collective, which thought about creating a group of nonprofits with similar goals of using baseball as a tool to work on kids holistically. The Tony Gwynn Legacy East Foundation is part of the collective, and they're part of the group that's doing this fundraiser. And the whole ecosystem of baseball and softball can be housed at our facility. We have every little league, a lot of the travel ball comes to our facility, and even college guys. And using that ecosystem to not only support baseball and softball, but developing young kids to be successful adults is kind of the goal.
Sebastian, how much, I guess, of a dent do you feel like it's making? Baseball is having issues connecting with young people of all backgrounds, let alone, you know, kids in urban areas who don't, by and large, have these facilities and have that level of coaching. And if it's in some sport, it's probably not baseball, where they want you to pay $300 for a bat and $150 for a helmet. Have you noticed in the 6 years more kids gravitating to baseball or even knowing about baseball and finding out about people like Adam Jones?
Oh, yeah. I definitely see that, like, growing in my ninth grade year, you know, people would play football, they would play basketball, and then that spring would be nothing, especially in Baltimore City, because baseball wasn't considered one of our sports. We have no fields, we have no nothing. So it's like, now that's completely changed. So in the summer, instead of kids playing football, they're playing travel baseball. They're playing, you know, spring, and it's getting competitive. You know, there's chatter, there's all that friendly banter, but it's definitely changed from the spring is, oh, you go play 7-on-7 football to spring is baseball time. Let's play baseball. Like, let's hit. So
awesome.
Adam, for people that are listening and want to get involved, what should they do?
They should visit our website. We have information about the December 6th event. If they're interested in being a sponsor, we still have room for a lot of sponsors to help support that. The proceeds go to our after-school program. But on our website, if you're interested in becoming a volunteer or being a part of the movement, they have information of how to volunteer and be a part of the Baltimore Urban Baseball Association.
And you're always open to, if there's coaches listening, if there's kids from this area who play D1 baseball somewhere else, but they're about to be home for Christmas break, there's always opportunities for people to just sort of pitch in, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's volunteer experience, and not only around baseball and softball. I know we did a community cleanup recently and also some food giveouts. But we're really big on service learning hours and the experience of really developing young people. So you don't have to just be a baseball and softball person, although that is the tool that we use to really build the brand and the success of what we're trying to accomplish.
More with Adam and Sebastian from Bubba. That's coming up next here on The Fan. We're here with Adam El-Shazly from Bubba. They have a big fundraiser coming up December 6th. That's a week from Saturday. One of his scholars, Sebastian Harris, is with us as well. Impressive kid. Let the people know, if they're just tuning in, what's happening on December the 6th.
Yeah, so on December 6th, we're having a fundraiser to support our after-school programming and the facility at large. We're going to have Adam Jones kind of be our lead in not only advertising, but helping to support through the philanthropic community in Baltimore. But also, we have a lot of political leaders. So Brandon Scott will be there. Mm. We have a number of council people that will be there, as well as Senator Hayes, who's been a big proponent. And we'll be showing support. And also, it's going to be a fun event. I think we have two DJs. Mm. We have unlimited food. The drinks will be flowing. And we're actually going to play some baseball live there with everybody there and see if we could do something we call a swing for a change, where we can raise some more money to help support Baltimore scholars.
And tickets are still available, sponsorships availability, yeah, as well?
Tickets are limited. We're almost sold out. I think we have a number of tickets still available, but also sponsorship is definitely wide open. We're looking for as many sponsors as we can. And if they want to be a sponsor, they could go on our website and they can contact us directly from there.
It's bubba.org. Is it bubbabaseball.org?
Bubbabaseball.org.
Right, so bubbabaseball.org.
D-U-B-A, baseball.org.
And Sebastian heard you're getting the opportunity to interview Adam Jones that night. That's going to be awesome.
I'm very excited. He's a great man, Hall of Famer, of course, everybody knows, but he's truly down to earth. I really appreciate it.
You got to you talked to him via Zoom, correct? And now this will be the first time you actually get to meet him.
Yep. He spoke to me and it was crazy. He spoke to me and a lot of other private schools in the Maryland DMV area and just, you know, were mentoring maybe, what was it, roughly like 60 high school baseball players. And I was just in the room being able to hear what he had to say. And it was motivating because he was, keep your head down. Let the baseball take you as far as possible, whether it be media, whether it be behind the scenes, whether it be on the field. Just go with the flow. And I really appreciate what he had to say.
You are a super impressive young man. And we were talking to you during the break you're pursuing maybe wanting to be a pediatric surgeon, and you've worked with Under Armour, and you've worked at Hopkins. And
he makes us look lazy.
Unbelievable resume.
So you're obviously highly motivated, but do you think you would have adopted the worldview as young as you did to see that these opportunities are out there without some of the things that Bubba exposed you to?
No. I it was a lot due to, like, Coach Adam, Coach Andy, and Coach Don. Like, a lot of the coaches there are mentors. Like, a lot of the times we're not even talking baseball.
Sure.
We're not talking baseball. We're talking, how are your grades? You know, do you need anything from us? How can we help you? And it's the constant calls, it's the check-ins that have gotten me through and keep pushing me through these different stages in life. When I was, I think at one point I was working at Under Armour, and Coach Don had gotten me the job there because he had worked at Under Armour at the time. And he stopped by and talked to my manager one day and was like, how's he doing? He's doing good. You know, he's representing me, so he better be doing good.
Checking up on you.
So,
yeah.
Like, it's the small stuff that everybody at Bubba goes through and does for you that I feel I wouldn't be in this position without.
And I keep going back to the mentorship program because Adam and the entire staff is really great. But you, at your age, mentoring, you said a 10-year-old, and just that connection being so close in age, like, that's really powerful, too.
I think... It also, I've learned so many skills about, like, teamwork, dealing with different people in professional settings too, just like working alongside people and also leading my peers. You know, I was team captain for 4 years at Dunbar and baseball team. So it's like I'm leading people who are older than me, and I'm earning the respect of people who are younger or see me as like, oh, he hasn't made it yet, but I see where he's coming from. He works hard, and I work on that every day, and I practice that at Bubba too. So it's like.
Our producer right there, Ben Hall.
Ben Hall.
I met Ben Hall at Bubba. He was working at Bubba summer camp that my son was going to. Mm-hmm. And we met. I found out Ben was interested in the media. Coach Andy helped put us together. And there you go. He's passing us all by here.
Yes.
Taking over the world.
Taking over the world.
Yeah. So, well, listen, man, we really applaud everything you guys are doing down there. And I've tried to, again, periodically, when I can, shine a light on things. But this event on Saturday is definitely a great entry point. If you come to the event, you're going to meet a lot of cool people there. You're going to get, when you walk in this facility, it will blow your mind. And you'll be like, I can't believe this is here. I can't believe this has been here this long. And I can't believe how many lives they've already touched and how much more they can do if some people of means, you know, maybe a little bit of time, a little bit of money can go a long way. So we're here for you guys to amplify anything you do moving forward. I'm sorry that Andy's under the weather.
Yeah.
But he really kind of got this thing off the ground, and he's a visionary, and you guys are doing tremendous work. So thank you.
Adam, give everybody the information again if people are interested in this event on the 6th.
Yeah, I think the best way to get in contact with us or to see information about the 6th is to visit our website at bubabaseball.org. As soon as you go to the website, a pop-up will come up for the event. And if you want to get in contact with us about sponsorship or just being a part of the program, you could definitely contact us through the website, and they'll have some information you can get from there.
Awesome. Event December the 6th and down at the facility, correct?
It's going to be at the facility. It's going to be amazing. We're decking the whole space out. Not only for politicians and business folks, but we have a number of mentors and student ambassadors that will be there for you to mingle with as well.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we get back to the Ravens, and they're going to face a real quarterback on Thursday. And Joe Burrow, what's this pass rush going to look like against better teams? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.